USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is set to head to Capitol Hill to ask for the funding necessary to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed last month. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the price tag is likely to be very high.
We don't yet know what the price tag is going to be. The thing that we know is that the Port of Baltimore is responsible for $70 billion of economic activity to the American economy. We know that the Key Bridge had over 36,000 people who traveled over it every single day, people getting from where they live to where they work, to where they worship, to where they go to school.
The Israeli Defense Forces announced it will be withdrawing from southern Gaza, a move that is likely a result of increasing international pressure. John Kirby, the White House National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications, tells CBS's Face the Nation that while the United States is unsure of the exact reason behind the withdrawal, its stance on a potential invasion of Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah remains the same.
We have been very clear with the Prime Minister and his team that we don't support a ground operation in Rafah, that there are other ways, other options that they need to look at for how they're going to go after the Hamas threat that still is in Rafah. We had a virtual meeting last week. We expect to have an in-person meeting with Israeli counterparts in the next week or so. We're still narrowing down the schedule.
Seismologists say aftershocks could continue for another week following Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the 4.8 magnitude quake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years and shook buildings across the Northeast. The quake was followed by 32 aftershocks, and seismologists expect more aftershocks in the coming week, especially near the epicenter in northern New Jersey. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gas prices rose 7 cents over the last couple of weeks to a new national average of $3.67 per gallon. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of a Lundberg survey, says the rise has been driven by a hike in crude oil prices and the more expensive summer blend of gas designed to reduce smog, which is now at the pumps. However, she adds that the cost is expected to go up even further.
We may well see somewhere between 7 to 10 cents or maybe up to 20 cents per gallon hike at the pump, depending on how frightened the world becomes that Iran will produce a new retaliation upon Israel, this time within Israel's boundaries.
The CDC is issuing a health alert after a farm worker from Texas tested positive for bird flu. The agency saying the patient who tested positive after developing conjunctivitis has received antiviral treatment and is recovering. This marks the second person in the United States to test positive for bird flu. Although the CDC says the current risk to the public remains low, those with recreational activities or jobs that could expose them to infected animals are advised to take precautions. All eyes of the sports world will turn to Glendale, Arizona Monday for the college basketball national championship game, where Purdue is set to take on UConn. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.